So there's a few sections in Revolvi we're going to do today. One's called Lihiyot Adam, to be a man. So Revolvi, before he goes into his character development section, he talks about things which are important for a person to do before he starts working on himself. So Revolvi says that before a person can even start working on himself, before he can even start, you know, dealing with his own problems, right? Yeah, you with me?
Yeah.
Before he starts that, he has to work on being a mensch. What does it mean to be work on being a mensch? Rabbi, being a person, being a proper human being. Rabbi, but isn't that Musa? Isn't that working on yourself? So Revolvi says a very, very big chiddush here. It's a very big chiddush. Says, if a person's an angry guy, or if a person has problems in terms of his desires, or if a person has... No one specific.
Yeah, why did you look at me?
Of a person, right? Or if a person has any type of maybe arrogance, or anything which is... Which is not just bad meters, but something which is extenuous, which is clear that this is bad in the person himself, right? So Revolvi says, that's not Musa. Musa is not going to help him here. Musa, if anything, is going to damage him here.
What?
He says, you can't start... I told you this is the Chiddush. He says, you can't start off being a person who's an angry guy, and tomorrow... you'll be less angry. Before you started working in yourself, you got angry every day. Tomorrow, you're going to be only angry once every so often. And then, you're going to be angry even less. Only those people who annoy you. Says Revolvi, no. That's not Musa. It's not going to work. Now, we would have thought that would work, right? Simply speaking, that should work. Why does Revolvi say it doesn't work? What's the pshat of that? Says, because the person, there's certain things which are in the Torah that a person shouldn't have. They shouldn't be there. If you have them, the Torah wasn't speaking for you. Torah wasn't speaking for this guy who can't get off his cheeseburger. The desire for cheeseburger is too strong. Okay, you can have fire cheeseburger. His desire for a real cheeseburger is too strong. Or his desire for whatever schnitzel it might be, or whatever type of ice cream, or whatever desire is too strong, he can't get over it. The Torah is not speaking to such a person. The Musa isn't speaking to such a person. Musa is about changing adinus and nefesh of a person, to change small things in a person, which are major. It's not about changing a behemoth into an adam. Changing into an animal, into an Adam. Don't say, take a college kid, give him a few Revolvi lectures, and you'll make him into a good kosher yid. It's not going to happen. There's a lot more beforehand. You understand? That's a big chiddush, right? Like, what are we doing here? No, sorry. Right? That's a big chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush. So, how do you, if you do have those things, those bad meters, what do you do, says Revolvi? Musa's not going to work for you, says Revolvi. If anything, it's going to be worse for you. Because he says, this guy thinks that I'm not arguing with everyone every day, or I'm not getting angry every day, or that I'm having a cheeseburger not every day, once a week, I'm a Baal Musa. He's a Baal Gaiva. He's an idiot. He's not a Baal Musa that's having a cheeseburger once a week. He's a chetzi behema, right? You understand? So Revolvi says the only way a person can actually start Musa is if he becomes first a man, a mensch, a bit of a mensch, a man. He has to realize he isn't a man yet. When a person comes to an understanding that he's half an animal, not us, but when he's, you know, he won't want to be that. If a person thinks, you know, I have me this problem, but I'm working with myself with Musa. That means I'm a great guy. Just these are small problems I'm dealing with. Instead of getting angry with these guys every day or eating my cheeseburgers every day, I'll do it half, you know, once a week. The person thinks he's a mensch. He thinks he's a musadik, right? He's really revolved me. He's a musadik, right? He's not a musadik. He didn't start with Musa yet. Because revolbi setting is a very, very big yisod. The difference between being an animal and a man is simple. It's an easy avoda. It's an easy work. Just don't be an animal anymore. The only way you're going to realize to stop being an animal is when you realize you're an animal. If you think you're a human being, you're a man, when you're an animal, you're not going to stop being an animal. You're working on yourself. You're doing good things, right? You're a musadik. You go to vadim once a week. Top vadim, right? You got a revolbi shiur. You got a revolavik. You got a gershenfel shiur. You're a musadik guy. But you get angry every so often. You eat cheeseburgers every so often, but you're working yourself. I'm doing musa and yeshiva. No, this is a revolbi. You didn't start musa. Didn't even start it because you're behaving like an animal. If you just have that realization, says Revolbi, that there are certain types of behavior which are animalistic, you won't do it anymore because no one wants to be thought of think of himself as an animal.
It is my role.
Thanks, Ryan.
It is my role.
Thank you, Ryan.
I shall assist my chip on the head.
Okay. Right. No, we're fine. You have it? You understand?
Yeah,
it's
using this as a chance for
sale. No. You understand?
Yeah.
He's
about to get his cheeseburger.
Right. No, you understand?
That's for sure. Yeah.
So, you know, we go back to America, and, you know, we've been to yeshiva, we have all the vadim we've been through, all the things of how to change ourselves, we're working on ourselves, we've worked on ourselves 2 years in yeshiva. Then we go back, and we go into the Ben and Jerry's, and we go into the whatever there is there, right? The Gashmias of America, right? The Gashmias, we go into it. But the physicality of America, we go into it. Right? We hardly learn. You know, we don't have to learn. I'm okay. I'm a frum yid, I have tzitzis, I keep on my head, right? Yeah, easy life, right? I'm working, making money, right? Making money, I daven 3 times a day, right? 2 marabs, rishus anyway, right? Yeah, we have all. Yeah, the Yetzer Hara doesn't stop. They're hard enough. He's still around, right? But we think we already were Musa guys. We did it. We have our 5 minutes Musa every day. We're going to be okay. The guys then start with Musa. There's no starting on Musa.
So I just have a question then. If you realize that, what steps could you take to start
changing?
So Revolbi doesn't just thinking that you're an animal and stop being cold turkey on there.
That's what he says.
That's all you can do.
Cold turkey. That's what I read it. I said, like, I was expecting to say, you know, like, well, you have to work on yourself, you have to go to someone. So just don't do it. Don't do it. That's it. Simple as that. Just don't do it. Because a human being is not an animal. That's the difference. A human being is a human being. Just because we see so many of them in outside there who do behave like animals and we begin to think of ourselves also as animals. You know, you ever saw, you know, you go on a bus sometimes and you see people, I don't notice, right? Certain people I can predict how they're going to behave. You know, it's like, you can predict how they're going to behave. Right?
Yeah.
You can see them, you can predict it. It's like, it's so obvious how they're going to behave. Because, you know, if something comes on the bus, so, you know, where their heads are going to be, right? So you see all the frum, like the avreichim and the svarim, right? And they're not even noticing. But you see, you sit down sometimes, you see these people. And, you know, I'm the type of guy like noticing, right? So, like, I notice all sorts of different things. So, I tell you, I can always tell, I don't know if you shouldn't say this, but I can always say a certain ethnic group that I see on the bus. I don't say who, but you can understand who I'm talking about.
Ashkenazis.
And I can tell straight away, like, you know, their face, their heads are never like in one place, like looking right. It's always like And they walk like that as well. You know, like all eyes. And you see people like that. I'm sure in America also you see people like that. They sort of like with a tape recorder, they walk around like that, right? You ever saw a rabbi walk?
Straight.
Does he walk like this? You ever saw a rabbi? Usually his head's one way, towards the ground, or upward looking, but he's like looking and not looking. There's a certain calmness or whatever, except when we missed the bus. But seriously, there's a difference. An animal, what happens when you put food in front of a cow? Do you think he's going to like discuss what bracha he made on that one? Right? Or he's just going to, before you even put it down, he's going to rush for it before it gets to your hand, right? I mean, it's pretty deterministic, right? That's a difference. Right. It's pretty deterministic, right? Are we like that? Are we so in control of our desires, or of our ways of thinking, of our anger, of our behavior, that we are uncontrolled? If that's the case, that's Tsuras Adam. That's not Tsuras Adam, that's Tsuras Behemoth. That's an animal. We're not animals. I mean, even though doctors say we're the Homo sapiens and whatever, and we have the same sort of things as animals, right? They have a kidney, we have a kidney. They have lungs, we have lungs. That's the physical form. That's a physical form. We're not talking about that. The truth is, we are animals in our physical form, very similar to animals in our physical form. But that's not who we are. We have a neshama. If the neshama is not with and permeating our goof and permeating our behavior, it means it's left us. We behave like animals. You understand what Rav Ovi is saying?
Yeah.
He says, before you start Musa, you have to make a hachlota. You have to make a decision. I want to be a human being. And you have to discern for yourself those parts of you which are animalistic and get rid of them. Remove them. Decide, tomorrow that's not going to be with me. Finished.
Isn't it a spectrum though? It's still a spectrum. No. Because let's say somebody decides, like, I'm a human being, I'm not going to let these animalistic desires take hold of me anymore, and I'm not going to do it. The Yetzer Hara can still get them.
There's a difference between a person, someone coming up to you, someone irritating you a lot, and you get angry at them, and then you regret it. There's a difference in that. Yeah. There's a difference. We're talking about that. We're talking about someone who doesn't behave with proper means, or a person who can't stop himself with his desires. He sees a nice steak, he goes for it. Doesn't really, oh, Rabbanut Gaza. Oh, the rabbi say all the Rabbanuts are good here, right? You know what I'm saying?
But
he'll
no
be Marahetta if he can't stop himself.
Even one time?
Not one
even
time. Not
most,
one time.
Most of the time.
Most of the time is okay.
Most of the times, or a lot of times, he can stop himself. Sometimes he doesn't.
So long as the ability to stop himself. We all do our various. He's going to speak about that as well, Rav Ovi. We're getting stages. This is the first stage.
Okay.
The distinction is where the God before is like, it is, I used to eat cheeseburgers every day, and now I will be content with eating cheeseburgers once a week, versus someone saying, I will cut out cheeseburgers, and then occasionally does have a cheeseburger and feels bad, but he's not saying this is okay.
Yeah.
He's saying it's not okay.
It's not okay, and his Yetzer Hara, he has typhus. Everyone has typhus. You know, we're normal human beings. You have typhus. You got typhus, you wouldn't have food yet, right? We spoke about typhus last week, I think. Right? Desires last week. But I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about being Kovish or Yetzer. We'll speak about that soon.
Okay, so
I'm talking about something else.
So somebody,
Someone who is behaving an uncontrolled person in certain aspects of his life, those aspects, he's an animal. That has to be removed before he starts Musa. Musa is about when you have a fight. Not when you're not in control of yourself. Or aspects of you which are Asa, Apitera, is just like left. That's nothing to do with Musa. You're a mumala davar echad. You know what mumar is? Mumala de'avon. It's called a mumala de'avon. That means a person who there's aspects of the Torah he doesn't keep because his desire is so great he can't prevent himself from not doing it. That's called a mumala davar echad. It's a mumala de'avon. He's a mumah. He's a morid neged Hashem. That's an animal. That's not Musa. You don't work on that being Musa.
Yeah.
That's stopped. Finished. End. You understand? That's what Rav Ovi is saying. Now, if Rav Ovi didn't say it, I wouldn't say it. I would have thought, no, you have to work on yourself, take it easy, little by little. No, he says, end. Certain things have to end. You're a college guy, right? You know, Rabbi, I like this religion. But you know, Sharona and, right? They also like the religion. I want to bring them in. And you know, yeah, Shomnegi is very hard for me, Rabbi. Shomnegi is very hard for me. I'm working on it. You're not working on it. Nothing to work on. Finished. That's end.
No, I've heard that if it makes
nothing to work on. That's not you're going to be a Musadik and work on Shomnegi. No, end. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Guys understand?
What?
You understand?
Yeah.
You can't be, I'm going to come to yeshiva for a few years, but I'm going to work on my shomani gear for a few years. No! End! Shomani gears, not shomani gears, animal. Shomani gears, not animal. You want to be a man or an animal? So decide.
So shaking someone's hand in a business meeting is an animal?
That's a separate shaila. It's a halachic shaila. It's a halachic shaila. There's heterim, there's osirim. I'm not going into halachic shaila because everyone's an individual shaila. And depends on his business and stuff like that. That's a shayla you ask. You ask, sorry. Curious, ask whoever you want. That's a separate shayla. Okay. Nothing to do with it. Yeah, sorry. What was your question?
What if I heard that if Shomer Nagiyah, being Shomer Nagiyah, is going to make you sort of be upset a little bit about the Torah, how is that?
Be upset. You work on being upset. Don't work on Shomer Nagiyah.
That's going to make you upset.
You work on being upset. You work on being upset.
That's what
you can do. You can work on being upset. It's all right. You know, a lot of people work on being upset. You know, you can't watch football on Shabbos. You're upset. You can't watch football on Shabbos. Can't go to the game. It's upset. I'm really upset. It's upsetting. Shabbos, what can I do? There's Shabbos in the world. See, be upset. Okay. There's lots of things you can be happy about in religion as well. It's not, you know, cool or no good. It's not the, you know, you know, the rabbis, they have such dull lives, right? They have to keep Shabbos, they have to do mitzvahs, they have to have fun time, right? It's, you know, all these people in Har Nof, look what bad lives they have. They have nice families, right? What bad lives they have. You know, why don't you go to America and be a college guy? What good lives they have. Broken marriages, 60% divorce rate, kids going off to derech, right? Drugs, right? Good lives. You can pick that life, it's all right. Carry on, no Shomer Nagiyah. You can be upset about Shomer Nagiyah and have a great life with a divorced wife. Not you, Chas v'Shalom. But that's what, you know, 60% do. You can wait till you're 40 years old, till half your hair is growing, and then marry the cutest little girl you get with being 40, and then get divorced. That's all right. It's fine. If that's what you want. There's other problems at 50, you know, then you really begin to think, you know, no one's interested in you and your wife doesn't like you anyway. So, right, and the mistress that you had after you married her when you're 40 years old also wants to get rid of you. So what are you going to do now? And then, like, what have you done with your life for 50 years? And then you go into a bit of depression. But
and then you become Shomer Nagiyah.
At 50 years old, it's harder to be tshuva. You have to say no to 50 years of your life. Harder. It takes a very big guy to say this was shtuyot for 50 years, especially 50 years of getting used to a certain way of life. You guys are lucky, you're young. You didn't get so used to a bad way of life. It's so difficult to change. But if you do it later on in life, it's very hard. It's very hard to change habits, change friends, change habits. It's very hard. Where you're at this stage in life, you're young. You haven't yet, you know, gone into that world completely yet. So it's easier for you guys to change. Shlomo HaMelech says, change when you're young. That's the best tshuva. And you know what? When you change when you're young, not only is the change more effective, your impact on society is also more effective. You guys, you know, Rabbi, I'm just a Baal Tshuva, I'm a miskain Baal Tshuva, you know, I don't know how to read, I don't know how to daven, I have issues, right? Whatever issues you have, Rabbi, right? You know, these guys, they've been learning from Gil Efes, you know, the big Talmid Yechachomim, right? What am I going to do? What am I going to do with all my shtick and my problems? Who am I? You forget one thing. The koch of a Baal Tshuva, I don't know if you call you Baal Tshuva, but the koch, there's a certain koch.
That's
a certain strength. Strength of chiddush. Strength of nuance. And the strength, and I'm not saying it doesn't exist in the from world, but it definitely exists by Baal Tshuva, definitely a lot. You've given up something and chosen something else. and you're very serious about what you've chosen, and you're very, very altruistic, that kach is very hard to have in people. We don't live in a world of altruism that people give up for a good cause. Their lives and the way of behavior and important things, the very fact that a person give up something which is important, sacrifice something which is important for a way of life that he shows as MS, that's a tremendous koach. Not everyone has that koach. People in the from world don't necessarily have that koach. I'm not saying they don't. They don't know what it was. That's what the Rambam says. But Mokum Shabbali Tshuva Omdim, Viv Tzadikim Gemurim Ein Omdim. They know what that life is. They know what they're giving up. And they gave it up for something special, something else. And they have that fight when they're giving it up. Rabbi, what happens if Shomer Negiya makes you upset? It's a shaila. It's a question. Right? But they deal with it. And they overcome it. And they see the value of it. And they change. And that altruism, that koach, is a tremendous thing that you guys have. You hear that? Don't put yourself down, because not everyone has that koach. You guys are special guys that you have that koach.
Thank you.
Okay?
I say speak for everyone.
Alright. Okay, a round of applause afterwards, it's fine. Okay. So now, we spoke about that. Now, there's another thing I want to speak about. Alright. I'm going to go now. He speaks about three ways, and I might read this for you. Three ways in which we deal with Musa. You with me?
Yeah.
So wait, so you just cold turkey in every bad meter you have?
Not bad meter. Not cold turkey, bad meter. Cold turkey behaving like an animal.
Okay, so what's Musa then? What's the point of Musa?
Musa is when you're a man, then you become a special man. Tzaddik. You become a special man. You have to first be a man to become a special man. If you're not a man, you can't become a special man. Yeah?
So this whole cold turkey versus continuum, correct me from one way, it sounds like instead of saying, I'm going to change all these avenues in my life at once, little by little, you're saying, focus on this one thing, get that done.
Certain things are cold turkey.
It was the other one, and they, like, you go one area at a time.
If you have multiple things, you take one thing at a time. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Depends on what. Like, you know, like
Shomer Negiya, whatever.
How much? Shomer Negiya and Shomer Negiya. Shomer Negiya and say what? Shomer Negiya and Shabbos. Look, Shabbos. I'm going to tell you something. Shabbos is not hard. So doing what's not hard? That was hard. Kosher. What's hard about kosher? Because find something's not kosher in this area.
Oh, no, really? It's
in America?
It's so hard.
Wait.
Kosher is
here?
Hard, Rabbi.
Kosher is hard. Here?
There's no.
So here, home. Okay, where depends where you live.
For at least maybe 80% or 90% of the American population do not live near, like, probably one kosher restaurant.
There's not one kosher restaurant.
What do you mean to go to kosher restaurant?
You say there's 20 men, that's still less than 20 men is less than
crackers. There's
who says you can't use the kitchen? No, no, no. You can use the kitchen. I also was a student and non-Jew. You can use the grill. You can use not the grill.
It's not geographical location.
What's it called?
So it's 5 feet in Iowa.
You can use that.
So if I decide to live somewhere in the United States,
you can cope with things. There's things you can cope with.
I don't know, you've only lived in New York.
It's not as hard as you think. So we get on to this one. Ish ve'isha. So it says ish ve'isha. Ish ve'isha. Without the yud k, you have ish. So the guru asks the question, where do we get the vav k? It's only half of the shem Hashem. It's only half shem Hashem, right? Shem Hashem is yud k vav k. This week's parasha, vayera, right? So the guru says, a ksuva is a document. Ksuva is a document. The document is a ksav. It's a ksav. So the extra letters in the ksuva are what? Vav he. That's where you get the yud ke vav ke.
Where is the in the marriage document?
Wait, why did you not
marriage document? That's a ksuva.
Vav he?
Yeah.
Where,
ksuva.
Where?
No, it says ksuva. It says ksuva. Kaf.
I did.
Yeah. Okay. Kaf, taf, vav, tu, va.
A.
What's the extra?
So the extra letter is that you get.
If you take those out, what do you have?
Ksav.
Right.
Ksav means a document.
Right.
That's what it is. Ksav is a document. What do you need the vav hei for? The vav hei is a representation. What does ksav mean? Ksav means to live a proper life with your wife. You have a whole mesechet called mesechet ksavus. Right? The laws of how you, what you're obligated to your wife. Why doesn't your wife write you an obligation? Why only the husband writes an obligation to his wife? You also, she also has obligations, but you don't write a ksuva. Because women tend to give more than men. They naturally want to give. They naturally want to get married.
Really?
Yeah.
And we don't.
Normal women. No, where's less? Men have a tendency to find life outside the house. Women are contented. Normal women. The world made a lot of abnormal women, unfortunately. No, no, I'm serious. I'm serious what I'm saying.
From what?
They made a lot of abnormal women, the world did. Unfortunately, that's the truth. Now, I mean, if you want to read about it a little bit more, you can read a book called The Art of Loving by Eric Fromm. Just the beginning of it. The end of it, you may... it's not so good. So good, Shmuel. But the beginning of it, he wasn't a Fromm.
What's it called?
The Art of Loving. He basically goes into basically the world wants to make, because of equality and women being used, women became like men. And as soon as women became like men, so it just doesn't go. You know, like, I mean, some people in California think that men and men go, but you know, they made a mistake. But that's a separate issue. That's a separate question. I'm not going to go into that, because when I was flying to California once. Not California, it's Los Angeles, on my way to Australia. I met a guy who was gay. He sat right next to me.
Oh, you told me.
Yeah. So we had a long discussion. I explained to him the Ramban, why people are gay. He was Jewish. And it's basically because of promiscuous societies. I'm not going to explain now. Ramban. Nachman of these. It comes from promiscuous societies, and because of promiscuous societies, so
You're not contented with a woman.
No. Women become very aggressive. Men are aggressive and women aggressive. And people who were Adin, people who, I say Adin, are quiet, you know, nice, good people, right, who aren't aggressive, are put off by aggressive women. And the nice Adin women don't go to the bars. So I told them, basically the guy understood me. He was that type of guy. He was a very sweet guy. So I told him, you should look for a girl who's very, you know, nice, sweet little girl. You're going to meet her in a bar. But that's the type of girl you'd be attracted to.
But that's where gay people are.
That's right. And it's because of aggressive society. So when I explained to him, he says, Rabbi, no one ever explained that to me before. I mean, I was explaining to kids who were explained to him.
Yeah.
But he never explained it before. And he was accepted.
Now he lives in Harno for three kids.
Now, Ksuvas, the Birke Yosef in Hilchos Talmud Torah calls Ksuvas mini Shas. That means the whole of Shas you can find in Ksuvas. Because if you want to marry a wife, you need to know the whole of Shas. Because the whole of Shas is contained in your dealings with your wife.
Did you learn all of Shas before you got married?
That was my mistake. Alright, let's learn. Now we're going to start the second section. Lifnei kol avoda musarit. So Ravobi says, we find in Chazal and the Rambam, rules. The Torah gives rules of how to behave. So it says, Darash ba kapara. Rav Kapara made a drosha. Ezu parasha katana shekol gufei Torah tluyim ba. Which is a small parasha in the Torah that all of the Torah is dependent on it. Here we got all of the Torah. Your ears should be sticking out. Parasha katana, the whole Torah is dependent on it. What?
Parasha b'shalach.
Bechol derachecha de'ehu. In all your ways, get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu yiyasheh ochotecha. And this will make straight your ways. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. B'chol derachecha de'ehu. So it's a halacha, it's a sif, a simon in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchus Kuf Nun Vav, I think it is. It's a Rabbeinu Yonah.
Know Hashem's ways.
Know Hashem in all your ways. It means when you get up in the morning, you're getting up for the sake of Hashem. When you're eating so you'll be strong, so you can serve Hashem. When you're sleeping so you'll be refreshed, so you can serve Hashem. When you're working, you're making money, so you have enough money, so you can serve Hashem. Says Rabbeinu, and when you're learning obviously, because you want to do His will, you want to know more of His will. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, if you do this, it's nimsa the whole day.
even when you're working, whatever you're doing, you might be making money for what bank? Barclays Bank, right? Right? You might be making money, but you're serving Hashem. Because what's the reason for you doing it? That's a rule, that's a klal in the Torah. Another klal. Bar Habakkuk, this is the end of what's it called? Makkos. Ve'miden alechad. Put the whole of the Torah on one mitzvah. Tzadik be'emunato yichye. A tzadik with his emuna will live. What does that mean? The whole of the Torah is this? What does it mean? I mean, I thought it was the previous one. These are rules of the Torah. If you keep them, it'll keep you doing the whole Torah. What does it mean, emuna? What does it mean, tzadik be'emuna yichye? If he doesn't have emunah, he's not yichyeh, he's something else. He's not living, he's something else. What does it mean to live with emunah? Be accepting. I heard this in Rabbi Parker. Rabbi Parker says, be radically accepting of your reality. Don't try and change your reality. Be radically accepting of your reality. You with me? What that means? That means, I can't have a cheeseburger. No cheeseburger. I can't have to be Shomer Negiah. Shomer Negiah. I have to do this. I'm doing this. Now that I have these things, how can I can? After you're accepting of reality, or whatever happens to you in life, you're accepting of it because you can't change it. Now go forward with your reality. Now be proactive, given that that's a reality. Most people are proactive in changing their reality. That's a mistake. Be proactive in dealing with your reality. You understand the difference?
It's like a narrowing, though. It's like a fine-tuning.
Yeah.
You're going,
yeah. Narrow. Realize that this is reality and deal with it. Work it out. Work it out to be good. Because life is good if you accept it. If you don't accept it, you're going to be fighting your life the whole time. It's a waste of time because he's just going to give it in some other way. Accept your reality and be proactive in dealing with your reality and enjoying your reality. It makes a big difference. You understand that? Tzadik be'emunato yichye. Third rule. Ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Zu klal gadol b'Torah. Who said that one? Oh, very good. Right? We all know that one. It's even a famous song, right? See what songs do? No one knows, right? You can be a complete Amma Aretz, but everyone knows this one. Habakkuk didn't make it their song. When they're making this song, everyone will know it as well, right? What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, if you notice, we're talking about two things. There's like levels. B'chol derechecha de'ehu is a rule of our relationship with God, right? Tzadik be'emunato yichye is a rule on how I deal with ourselves. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha is a rule of how you deal with other people. So we have three general rules. All of the mitzvahs are contained in these three rules. That's pretty big. What does it mean, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha? Love someone. Look at a person that is standing in front of you. No, hey, that's a nice thing you have. I'd like one as well. Or what can I gain from my friendship with this guy? Oh, little gains over here. Oh, let's think what I can gain over here. No, you see another person. Now I want to tell you something. In business, that's how they make you think. What can I gain from my connection with this business guy over here? Ah, he knows a lot of people. He can help me out. It trains you to think, what can you gain from a person? That's not after Recha Kamocha. After Rechamoch is, what can I give to this person? It changes your whole attitude to life. What can I give? How can I help him? Changes who you say you see another person. You understand? That's a big rule. That's a change of thinking. Might be a small change of thinking. It's a tremendous change of thinking in terms of Western society. When you get married, what am I looking for in a girl? What can I get? She's good looking, she's this, she's that. I'm not telling you to marry a not nice looking girl and not bad news and you're going to give to her. No, you have to marry a girl that you can get on with, right? But the purpose is not what I can gain. What gains do I have? Because you know the people who say, what gains can I have? they can gain lots of things before they get married, till they're 40. We already spoke about that, right? We're not going to gain, we're going to give. And when you got to give, so of course you want children, right? Of course you want to give to your children. Of course you want to care for them. That's an attitude. So there's three major rules in life. And through these three major rules in life, if we keep them, it's kolel. It includes kol ha-Torah kulo, kol tariyag, all the 630 mitzvahs. Now, he goes, why did a rabbi look for rules? Because what happens, says Rav Avi, if we learn about a specific mitzvah, we can't eat milk and meat. We can't eat them together. We can't eat them cooked, the raisa. Can't eat them together, the rabbana. We can't eat after a period of 6 hours, whatever the period of time people keep, right? Fish, right? You can't eat fish and meat. All these rules, we're learning. Where's after Recha Kamocha? Right? So we might, you know, we might just think about these things, and the focus on the Eitzim and not the Yah will take away the big picture. We always have to live with the big picture, says Rav Avi. The big picture has to be in our lives. Because if you miss out this big picture, sometimes you get bogged down with the little, there's not little mitzvahs. Every mitzvah is a world. It's a spiritual world. There's no such thing as a small mitzvah. Right? But you can be bogged down in the mitzvahs that you forget other things. Or you can focus. I'm going to focus on a certain mitzvah. I'm going to be very good. And it might cause you to be lenient in other mitzvahs. So have these rules in your head. That's what he's saying. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, Arthur, you understand what I'm saying? Makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go weiter now.
I just want to be careful with the three different ways. Because,
yeah, fine, no problem.
I just wanted to
no problem,
like lay those out in like a more right. simplistic.
So the Chazon Ish says, "V'shorosham, in the shorosh of changing a person's midas, the root, ein kan rak midecha. There's only one midah that a person has to change. Tova." V'chad midara, one good midah, one bad midah. Hamidara hi haznacha et hachaim ativim. Person leaves himself alone, just lets him go. You know, I'm a free bird. You know, have Coca-Cola, be free. Right? They say that, right? That's what this is talking about. Haznacha, to leave you to behave like a free bird, so-called a free bird. That's behaving like an animal. Leave your animal to go wild on you. That's the Yetzirah. Your general way, your general mahalach, if you leave yourself, is taivas haguf, desires of the guf, the yetzahara. A person, if he doesn't work on himself, it's automatically yetzahara stage. Okay. Ubli kol hishtadlut yishtalem b'midot ra. Without any hard work, he'll have all the bad midas. Kulan. Yekasal metzuyan, he'll be a guy who gets angry very well. No kimitsuyan, a person who gives revenge very well. Ge'e mitsuyan, a balgaiva, an arrogant guy mitsuyan. V'ken hala. Lo yachselo mikol midot harad shemanu chachamim me'uma. Won't be missing in any of the bad midas that the rabbi spoke about. So what's the midah tova? Now listen very carefully what the Chazon Ish says. Very deep. V'amidah hatova hi, the good midah is, ha'haskama hamuchletet. The decision, the final decision, the decision, the complete and utter decision, right? Levaker, to check on. Harikshi hamusari, the feelings of Musa, like the Musa of changing himself. Al regesh hatavani, on the feelings of desire. I.e. to be kovesh himself. Not let those feelings of desire overcome him. Be kovish them. Vanakuda zuhi lochem, this place, he's fighting neged kol hamidas haraot. All the midas haraot come from this nakuda. Now I want to tell you something. What the Chazon Ish is really speaking about is Yirat Shamayim. This is what Rabbeinu Yonah calls to be kovish your yetzah, to have domain over your yetzah hara. This is Yirat Shamayim. That's what he's talking about. Yirat Shemayim has all the midas hatovas. Yeah, what are you asking? Here the Chazon Ish is speaking about being kovish. your midas. When something comes up to you, which you, your natural desire is to do them, then you have to work on being kovish. You have to work on avodas hamusari, thinking that's not right for me to do. That's not what I should be doing. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to allow myself to be there. That's a sumira. That work brings a person to all the good midas. Because the avoda of a person isn't here, isn't in his head. The avoda of a person is here in the lev. That's what Chazal say. You have two like channels in your heart, the left and the right. One place is the Yetzer Tov, one place is the Yetzer Hara. On the regish, on a person's feelings, that's where his avoda is. In thinking, we all can think the right things. The avoda of a person is in his heart. That's where the Yetzer Hara is, that's where Yetzer Tov is. That's where you're fighting. You're fighting now, this moment. I have feelings, I have desires, now I'm fighting. That's where the Chazanish says is the avoda.
What's the other one?
That's if you leave yourself. If you leave yourself just to follow whatever you want to do, you're going to do all the bad midas is going to come to you. If there's no avoda, positive avoda on self, there's going to be no good midas. You're going to have all the bad midas. Haborek, it's an empty bore. No Torah. Yes, but Nechashim V'Akrav is not empty. Has Nechashim V'Akrav, has all the Yetzara there. Has scorpions and snakes there. No such thing as an empty head. The head is full. Or full of Torah, or full of other things. Right? Or the Yetzara fills it. You understand? It has to be a constant work. If you don't constantly work, you're lost. Someone told me like this. He says, if you don't realize you have a Yetzara, you're bad news. Because it means you are your Yetzara. If you don't realize. And if you didn't think, Rabbi, I didn't have any fights today with anyone. I wasn't fighting. I didn't have any desire. I didn't have any problems. Everything went smoothly today. You should know. You just listen to him. If day Y, the day went smooth, no fights, no like challenges, you just listen to your Yetzara. That's all that happened. Yetzara means, if you have Yetzara, means you fight. There's a fight on. No, we don't like that. But I want an easy life. I like, what is this hard life of fighting my Yetzara? I want this geschmack, easy life, sip a cup of tea, learn Gemara, but have an easy life. We don't have to work hard. That's life, I'm sorry. Life is working hard, whether you like it or not. If you work on yourself, it'll be a good life. If you don't, you'll get all the bad midas and all the bad things will happen. Yeah. There's a big chesed Kodesh Baruch Hu did for us in life. You know, food you like because you get used to it. You also get used to a way of life. There's certain things which you find naturally disgusting. Naturally disgusting if you live a certain way of life. You naturally don't want it. It's just not something that's in the ballpark. You get used to a way of life. Being 2 years in yeshiva, you get used to a certain way of life. When you go back to America, you will be shocked to realize that you actually do not like things that you might have liked in the past. You actually think of them in a very bad way. You actually want to keep away from them. They don't even actually attract you. They don't mean anything to you because you've deepened your life. Life becomes much more depth in your life and much more meaningful. And these things, you know, who needs a Ben and Jerry's when you have a Geschmack Atosis? Right?